of that, here at NOAA's, we have Gordo with the wireless microphone, and now that he has left his stationary position, he is out somewhere mobile. And Gordo, can you tell me exactly where you are?
Hi, babe. I'm talking to you from my mobile microphone.
Whatever happened
to him?
Wow,
what a callback.
What happened to who?
Walker Raley.
What?
Walker Texas Raley.
Who's that? I don't know.
Arkansas? Is that where he is now?
I thought he went to L.A. Didn't he go to L.A. and start
Florida.
His own church?
I think he went to Florida.
No, that's Florida. Tilton that went to Florida.
Oh.
I'm going to look that up.
Charlene Tilton?
No, Robert Tilton.
Okay. Let's have some levity and fun.
Sounds like you got a really high energy level right now.
I'm so sorry. I'm a little sick, a little under the weather
what
today.
Is going on with you? Do you have the flu?
I have, yes.
You know, we're getting our flu shots.
I need fever to break.
Flu shots Monday.
Do we really?
Yeah.
I wonder if I'm well enough to take the flu shot.
Sickest person I know.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. Gordon Keith.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
we're having fun.
We are having fun. This is great, isn't it? It's the best. Yeah. It's the best. Let's talk to this guy over here. Who are you rooting for in the big game this weekend, sir?
Texas.
Ah, Texas. Who are you rooting for, sir?
I'm rooting for the Mutes.
Okay, all right.
Hey, Norm's here.
So
Yay.
Did you go to Texas?
I did go to Texas. I also went to Richardson High School.
Ah, look at there, fellow Eagle.
Eagle.
What year did you graduate?
87.
Okay, so you're considerably older than me.
Well, I went to school with your brother.
Oh, yeah, good, good. What was my, Scott, what was he like in high school?
He was the more talented Keith, I think.
I like this guy, yay!
Oh, believe me, I know. And what did you end up doing with your life, with your Richardson High School education?
I work for Harman, which is the owner of JBL and AKG and those guys.
Oh, okay.
Harman Kardon?
Yes.
Still Kardon, is that part of it?
Kardon is part of Harman, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can hook me up with some kick-ass subs and stuff.
Sweet wedges.
For my PT Cruiser.
Yes, if you have one of those, we can outfit that PT Cruiser big time.
I've never quite understood that whole craze.
No.
Like, it seems like people aren't really specking the speakers to the appropriate size for the car.
No, yeah. I've seen them with, like, 5,000 watts worth of amplifiers and 16, 18-inch subwoofers and all that stuff. So,
it's like they're using sound systems that Skinner wouldn't even have used.
and the equipment costs more than the car itself and so forth. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But you make a good living off of those people's backs, so.
Yeah, actually.
Right. Not bad at all.
Is Texas win tomorrow?
Yeah, what do you think about Texas chances?
I like George's theory that I heard on the radio over here that you never know in this game, you know.
That's right.
There have been times when the Longhorns were heavily favored and Stoops went there and kicked our ass, so let's turn it around on them. And I like strong.
He's got a little bit of that Matthew McConaughey
talking.
Yeah,
he does a little bit there.
Hey, all right. So, and I like strong, too. I think we need to see his first recruiting class become seniors, and then we can make a decision.
Okay.
Hopefully we got a reasonable AD that gets hired in there and can do that for
you
us.
You sound very level-headed.
Yeah, a level-headed Texas fan. That's good.
I've been accused of that before. Level-headedness.
Now, so this is as tall as you grew. I mean, you didn't get any bigger than that.
Golly. Here we go.
Gordon?
That's right.
Have you always been this short?
Yeah, so, no, I used to be shorter, actually.
Man, this guy's so great.
Sometimes I wear heels, and I'm a little taller.
Don't we all? All right, appreciate it.
God. Thanks, Gordon.
Okay, set on over here. Hey, this guy has an interesting story.
Yeah.
How are you doing, ma'am? Do you not want to talk to me?
No, I'm trying not to make eye contact with you, because I don't want to.
Why?
A lot of women
do you see
that.
Me as some sort of physical threat?
No, I just... Because you'll walk over here and ask me questions, and I don't want to answer them.
You don't want to be asked questions by me?
No, I listen to you all the time, and I'm not interested in that.
We could have a great conversation. Wouldn't you like that?
It would not be good.
Why not? I know. I'm not much of a conversationalist. But you can keep it going.
No, you'll ask me crazy questions that I don't want to answer.
Well, like what? What would be a crazy question?
I don't even know. He tried to tell me just...
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
For the first time?
Yes.
Never been married before?
No, just once.
Did you get married recently?
No, 16 years.
Oh, very good. Congratulations. This is y'all's anniversary, right?
No.
Come on, it's for radio. Let's dress it up a little bit here. Kids?
Yes, two.
Really? And how old are they?
Girls, 14 and 11.
Wow. How old are you? Around 30?
44.
Damn. Look at this. Look at this.
Don't say this.
Oh.
Gosh.
No, you're very attractive.
Thank you.
As a human being.
Thank you.
But you know that already, right? Have you enjoyed the advantages of being attractive in the world? Like, you're aware of it, right?
Well, I mean...
Like, if I had your looks...
He wants them too, by the way.
I would just take naked selfies all day long.
Don't do that. See, this is why you don't make eye contact with Gordo.
No one wants to hear that.
You start talking about nakedness and boobs.
I'm talking about my nakedness, though. Okay. And I haven't even mentioned boobs yet, but now that you have you ever thought about like going huge on the up tops? Like as a gift to yourself when you turn 45?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
If you could do any body mods, what would you do? Get a subwoofer? What would you do?
I don't know. I'm good.
Yeah, it looks like them Kardashians got subwoofers put in, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think they did.
All right, what's your name?
Shannon.
Spelled conventionally?
Yes.
Okay, so that's C-O-N-V-E-N-T, and then I lose track.
Very good.
God bless you, Shannon. I love you. All right, this guy here. This is Ray. Now, Ray's wearing a jacket with his name on it. Tell me about this jacket.
It was given to me by the late, great J.D. Sumner.
Wow. Man. Do you know who that is?
Oh,
that
yeah.
That is Elvis's backup group, J.D. Sumner and the Stamps. J.D. Sumner was the guy who sang, Wheel Down.
Yeah.
Get that so you can get, it's off the Moody Blue album there, Jer, way Down.
We played it a couple months ago and laughed at it.
Oh, man.
His bullfrog voice.
Man, and as a kid, voice. I used to listen to this Moody Blue album all the time, and I was obsessed with J.D. Sumner's voice. And you were actually friends with J.D.
Yes, indeed. You spent a lot of time with J.D.
Mm-hmm. How long had you known him? He passed, about 3 or 4 years ago?
No, actually, he died in November of 99.
Way to go.
No, November 98, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Way to go.
Well, I
That's
didn't,
a
I didn't
more
kill
than 3 or 4 years.
I don't know. There's an investigation.
So where did you know him from?
I met him as a youth, and then...
That's always generic sounding.
Yeah, that's always generic, yeah. Like the generic youth minister. Yeah.
And how close were you with J.D.?
Really good friends. I'd go out on the road with him and spend some time.
You went on the road with Elvis?
No, with J.D. Oh, okay. Elvis was dead by then.
Way to go, Craig. Way to go, Craig. I said it first. Elvis's death is on you. And did J.D. tell you some Elvis stories?
Yeah, they had some good times with Elvis through the years. Actually, J.D. used to let Elvis into his gospel concerts when Elvis was a kid. Elvis,
right.
He said this kid would come up, and he said, didn't know the kid's name, and kid asked him a million questions, and he wasn't there for a couple of months, and showed up again. J.D. said, son, where you been? Said the kid ducked his head, said, well, I'm real poor, and I couldn't afford to. And J.D. said, well, just come to the back door, and I'll let you in for free. So later on, when Elvis became popular, one of the other guys said, J.D., you know who that is? And he said, no. He said, it's that kid you used to let in the back door for free.
Dang. Wow. Man, he helped make Elvis.
And then Elvis hired them as his backup Elvis, group. Yeah. And I always loved it when in the concert, I don't know if any other Elvis fans like this, but with my background and everything, I always liked it when Elvis would turn it over to J.D. and the Stamps, and they'd do a few gospel songs.
Yeah, well, see, actually, J.D., interesting story. J.D. was going to get off the road and had hired Richard Sturban, of course, of the Oak Ridge Boys now, to sing bass with the Stamps. And
that's the giddy-up oom-bop guy.
That was the giddy-up oom-bop. So when Elvis, they filled in for Elvis, and J.D. was sitting to the side, and Elvis said, what are you doing? He said, well, I've got a new bass singer. And J.D. said, Elvis said, no. Said, I've always wanted you, so.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
All right, do we have that, Jared? Just to hear a little bit of it? This is quite an honor to meet Ray over here.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Man.
Oh, that's wonderful. That takes me back. All right, thanks a lot, Ray, for talking to us.
Hey, thanks for being out.
You thinking about getting a breast job, like maybe going big on the up top?
You know,
ask men and women the same questions.
You know, I'm waiting on Craig. You know, he's supposed to lead the way with the change, and then we'll see how he looks.
It's within the year.
Okay.
All right. Oh, okay. All right, thank you, Ray, and thank you, Shannon, for
thank
speaking
you,
with us. She's texting with her counselor right now.
Yeah, probably so. All right, good job, Gordo.
Yeah.
8:49 on